Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 8, verses 41 through 56. The Reverend Scott Shelby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 8. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him, and there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garments, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the father and mother of the child. And all were weeping and mourning for her, but he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus. Touching the tassel of Jesus, a bleeding woman came to Jesus looking for healing. Trusting that Jesus could heal her, she touched his tassel. She touched. Immediately, the blood stopped flowing. The tassel itself didn't magically stop the woman's blood flow. The person wrapped in that tassel garment stopped the bleeding. I use the word tassel. Our English translation uses the word fringe. Behind the word fringe is the Old Testament word tassel. The mention of a fringe or tassel refers to a divine command given to the Israelites through Moses in Numbers chapter 15. In Numbers chapter 15, God told Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, throughout the generations to come, you are to make tassels on the corners of your garments with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by chasing after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all my commands and will be consecrated to your God. Again, this woman's medical affliction subsided not because of this reminder to keep God's commandments healed her. The blood stopped because that tassel, that fringe, was connected to Jesus. The evangelist Luke informs us that this woman had touched many other tassels over her 12 years of doctoring. In fact, she had spent all her living trying to find medical answers to her affliction. But all those earthly physicians that she consulted, they failed her. Someone had spoken to her the word about Jesus, that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the one who demonstrated power over nature, demon possession, and even power over sickness. Through that hearing, the Holy Spirit worked faith in her heart. Having heard about Jesus, she believed. Her faith rested on Jesus. She came up behind him and touched the fringe, the tassel of his garments, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." A better translation, "Daughter, your faith saves you." The odds for healing seemed to be against that woman. It appeared that she was destined for continued affliction, eventually resulting in death. She had endured a 12-year sickness, and it didn't appear that the sickness was going to go away anytime soon. Hopeless, in her hour of deepest need, faith in Jesus led her to seek him. She touched a decorative reminder to obey God's commandments. She touched a tassel that the Son of God wore himself, the Son who by his perfect life completely kept the commandments that tassel reminded God's people to keep. This Son is also the Son by whose innocent death and victorious resurrection over death would restore that woman and all of us from the hellish consequences of our failure at keeping those same commandments. Though the odds seemed against her, the woman's faith rested on the one who came down from heaven and was born of the Virgin to overcome the deadly odds for her and for us all. Her bloody affliction testified that she, like us, lived life with death's darkening cloud hanging over her like a pall, threatening her with doom. Yet despite living under that dark cloud, her faith still rested on Jesus. The same could be said of synagogue ruler Jairus. He too had experienced death's darkening cloud in his life. His daughter was dying. And then she died. Faith in Jesus moved him to go to Jesus in his hour of deepest need. Both the woman and Jairus modeled a life of faith. Both people show us in whom we ought to put our trust even when darkening clouds hang over us. And the clouds do come our way. But when the clouds come, the old Adam still in us wants to place trust in other tassels, other fringes. Recall that at one time the woman placed her trust in medicine, hoping that some doctor would prescribe the right type of cure to rid her of her ailments. In times of sickness, in whom do you place your trust? Cardiologists? Oncologists? general practitioners? In what do you place your trust? Sinusitis eradicating amoxicillin? Blood pressure lowering lisinopril? Diabetes controlling metformin? Doctors and medicines are first article gifts. They're also daily bread. God gives both. Yet just as man doesn't live by bread alone, man also doesn't live by doctors and medicine alone. Man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so, contrary to our reason, touching the medicinal tassel isn't the ultimate source of healing for us. With our old Adam drowned in baptism's waters, we live before God each day, remembering that He, the giver of these medicinal gifts, He works through those gifts. He is the source of healing. Jesus healed that woman. She was one among many people Jesus healed during His earthly ministry. But life in this sinful world teaches that bodily healing isn't always going to be the outcome. I say that because despite the medical resources at our disposal, eventually physical death cannot be avoided. Even that woman couldn't avoid physical death. At some point, she, like Jairus' daughter, she stopped breathing. We know our years on earth are few, that death is always near. Take a lesson from the woman. In the power of the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit, touch the tassel of the one who saves. Who saves from sin, death, and hell. Touch Jesus. Touch Him by means of His tassels of baptism, absolution, and supper. Those tassels are tassels belonging to the one who promises to locate Himself by His word here in this place and in all our sanctuaries to assure you that for His sake, God the Father forgives you your sins. Forgiveness that means soon Jesus will call out these words to you, child, arise. He'll speak that word to all of us dwelling under death's pall, because that forgiveness means that Jesus, the crucified for you one, has in His own resurrection broken death's embrace and torn away its sting, thereby giving you the life of the world to come. About 500 years before that woman touched Jesus' tassel, God breathed into Zechariah, son of Berechiah, and gave him this prophecy. This is what the Lord of armies says. In those days, 10 men from among the speakers of every language of the nations will take firm hold of the hem of a Jew's garment. Literally, taking hold of the hem of a person of Judah's garment. And say, let us go along with you. 10 men. 10, the number of completeness. 10 men, prophetic language referring to many people, the nations. Taking firm hold of the hem of a person of Judah's garments, the fringe or tassel belonging to the one from the tribe of Judah, a prophetic way of naming Jesus. Let us go along with you. Confession of faith in Jesus. Faith that receives Jesus' righteousness that covers all sins and walks in His ways to the glory of His holy name. God grant that the gospel-centered efforts coordinated in this building and throughout our congregations, schools, universities, seminaries, mission fields, RSOs, auxiliaries, and all synod organizations, God grants that our gospel-focused efforts continue to fulfill Zechariah's prophecy that many people, the nations, will join that woman, Jairus, you and me, in repentance and faith, going along with Jesus, humbly touching our Savior, trusting that in Him we are saved. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the one true faith unto life everlasting.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.